Now to President Trump threatening military action in Nigeria, accusing the West African country of not doing enough to protect Christians. Tonight, Nigerian officials are denying claims of religious intolerance and saying they welcome U.S. assistance in fighting terrorism. Here's ABC's Alex Prochet.
Tonight, President Trump says the U.S. military stands prepared to go into Nigeria, guns a-blazing, claiming the country's government is allowing Christians to be slaughtered. The president threatening to wipe out Islamic terrorists in a post. Trump adding that the U.S. will immediately stop all aid and assistance to Nigeria and may very well go into that now disgraced country. Secretary Pete Hegseth standing with the president, responding, the Department of War is prepared for action. Nigeria is split nearly evenly between Muslims and Christians. But over the last decade, the violent terror group Boko Haram and other extremists have increased attacks like this one in northern Nigeria. Analysts caution that while Christians are among those targeted, most of these attacks are in Nigeria's Muslim-majority north.
It's not only the Christians they are killing. They are killing those who are not Christians too.
Some Nigerians welcome help from the U.S., but Nigeria's President Tinubu, who has struggled to contain these rebel groups, pushing back against these accusations, saying the characterization of Nigeria as religiously intolerant does not reflect our national reality. The threat of military intervention comes as the U.S. has escalated its operations targeting alleged drug traffickers in South America. Overnight, the Pentagon saying three people were killed in an airstrike on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean Sea. This attack just days after four boats in the Eastern Pacific were destroyed, killing 14 people.
Now, President Trump is accusing Venezuela's authoritarian leader Nicolas Maduro of orchestrating drug trafficking and says that he hasn't ruled out land strikes. He also says that he's authorized covert CIA missions inside that country.